Welcome to the Sunday rant. This is becoming a habit now, which will be it will be a religion soon to do this every Sunday. But this is general things that are pissing me off to no end. I'm going to start with my personal health because it's been pissing me off to no end. So I've done the peptide thing. I've done changed my diet. I've done exercise. I've done exercise, diet, peptides, a whole nine yards. And I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, I hit 200 and I just can't break the 200. And my ideal weight should be between 175 and 185. That's my really 180 is my ideal weight. But I don't know what it is. If it's food, whatever, supplements, whatever. But I'm doing all the right things and can exercise. As much as I want, won't shed a pound. And I've stopped with the whole, I've given up on the whole peptide thing because I can drop down below 200, but as soon as I stop taking the peptides, then I'm right back to where I started. So there's really no benefit to spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And it's thousands of dollars. You know, you spend for 3 mils, it's like $300 for 3 mils. You take a, you know, mil and a half or 2 mils in one shot. That's basically $300 a week. And to sustain it, I don't know what the long-term effects are, you know, if there's any long-term effects from it, et cetera. But yeah, the point is that it's, I'm not shedding the pounds and keeping the pounds off. It's one thing to lose them. It's another thing to keep them off. And to give you some idea of how much I've changed my diet, I literally will eat just protein. Protein in the morning, either eggs or some other kind of meat in the morning. Skip lunch, meat in the afternoon, early evening, and just drink water. Don't drink anything else. Maybe tea, coffee in the morning. Still gain weight. Doesn't matter what I do. So, yeah, that's frustration number one. Frustration number two is all of the saber rattling around Venezuela. And here's the bottom line with Venezuela. Now that we've committed to removing Maduro, that we have to follow through, which means do we occupy the country? Do we do a soft coup and remove him, replace him with somebody? Do we do a psychological operation and information campaign to get the Venezuelan people to do it? Or do we just cut the head off through assassination? And all this hype around the boats and blowing up boats, that's all horseshit. Here's the bottom line with Venezuela. And I've heard six different scenarios about who really runs the country. I've heard there's Cubans on the ground. I've heard there's Russians on the ground. I've heard there's Russians and Cubans. I've heard there's Chinese. I've heard there's Chinese and Iranians. Here's the bottom line. The cartels were created by the intelligence agencies. It wasn't just the CIA. It was the CIA, MI6, Mossad, other intelligence agencies created all of the cartels to create money streams and money laundering streams to fund other illicit activities. That's a fact. As well as they used a number of other mechanisms across the country to fund their illicit operations, whether it was deficit money, whether it was bonds and loans that were being used to launder money, to pay people off. There's a lot of different scenarios for how they funded operations. And if this is about election reform, if this is about meddling in the elections, if this is about Venezuela using the machines to change elections in 175 countries, just come out and say that. The public can handle it. Just come out and say it. Because at the end of the day, the truth is going to come out anyway. If this is some kind of a vendetta by Trump, then just come out and say that. Because the public will respect more about the will respect the truth more than these continued perpetual lies and this continual perpetual gamesmanship. You know, and I've had probably 1,000 Q-tards reach out to me in the last couple of days and talk about, well, it's 5D chess. Fuck you. No, it's not. There's no 5D chess. There's no master plan. I don't know what fucking plan you people think is out there. Trust the plan. Whose fucking plan is it? Who wrote the plan? Who briefed the plan? Do any of you know what the fucking plan is? No, you don't. You don't know shit. You don't know the square root of shit. And yet you're still running around tapping people in the chest saying, trust the plan. What fucking plan are we supposed to fucking trust? My God, is there a point in time where you retards figure out that you've been lied to and that you've been played? Just because Trump posts some bullshit on True Social doesn't mean it relates to some fucking post back in 2017 that never materialized in the first place. That's the shit that's pissing me off about the whole Venezuela thing. One, they're not telling the truth. Two, they haven't done anything. Three, the clock is ticking. If you're going to do something, do it. We've moved, what, 15, 20,000 forces into the area? Okay, you got a sizable force in the Caribbean. What are you going to do with it? You going to sit there and jerk everybody off? Or are you actually going to take this motherfucker out of power? I don't know why we didn't do it when Chavez was in power. We had the opportunity. Oh, that's right. We couldn't take him out of power because he was middle manager for the fucking CIA. You know, if Trump actually came out and told the public what was really going on in plain English, not in Trump English, in plain English, I guarantee you the public would rally behind him. Recruiting numbers would probably soar. Because if he just came out and said, this is what we're doing, there's an element within the United States government, there's an element within the Central Intelligence Agency and the Department of Homeland Defense, or Department of Homeland Security, that has been conducting illicit operations in at least 12 Caribbean countries as well as South American countries, to include drug operations in Mexico, in Nicaragua, Honduras, Costa Rica, Venezuela, Colombia, Peru, Argentina, and Brazil, and probably Paraguay and Uruguay. And we are now in the process of taking out the cartel headquarters and where the money streams and the illicit activity has been occurring, primarily in Venezuela, through the Maduro regime. At the same time, we're going after the masterminds behind Smartmatic and Dominion, which have changed elections in over 175 countries, with the full knowledge of the British, the French, and the Germans, and most of NATO. And to that end, we are going to do three things to ensure American sovereignty. Number one, we are going to remove any third world dictators in our hemisphere for the foreseeable future. Number two, we are going to stop all and any illicit drug activity in the Western Hemisphere. And three, and most importantly, we are going to throw out any foreign intelligence services that are operating in South America, Central America, United States, and Canada, as well as Greenland. Any intelligence services that are caught after this declaration will be destroyed in place. Any drug activity that occurs after this, especially in the United States, will be hunted down to ground and eliminated. And we will eradicate any and all illicit drug activities within the United States and any affiliation, any money laundering, or any illicit behavior by any politicians, bankers, lawyers, or any other tertiary NGOs will be dealt with swiftly and harshly outside the law. Meaning we will execute every single one of you that has compromised the sovereignty of the United States of America, and we will arrest and jail your families, confiscate your wealth, and arrest and jail your families. And then follow through and do it. Because this is an attack on American sovereignty. It's been a sustained attack on American sovereignty. And the people within our government, within the business sector, the banking sector, the legal sector, and the intelligence sector that have been facilitating this activity are guilty of treason. There is no other language or circumstance that goes along with that. It is treason. And for any country outside the U.S. that is funded, supported, or enabled any illicit drug activity, that's an act of war, as well as election interference, act of war. And we need to start calling it exactly what it is. It's an act of war. And we specifically have not said anything about it. And it's unfortunate, because had they called this what it is, this would have been dealt with 20 years ago. But this tells you, and this goes along with Epstein too, this tells you that not only were the intelligence services compromised by oligarchs, they were compromised by other intelligence services, and they've been basically used as the enforcement arm of the mafia, the new mafia, which is, you know, the intelligence services have assumed the role of the mob by funding and supporting illicit activities, especially drugs, human trafficking, and all the other things that they've been into, the bio labs, et cetera. That all of that's treason. And when you look at that from the perspective of human trafficking, then you go right to Epstein. And you see that these people were covering for Mossad, MI6, CIA, whoever was running the op. And if it was Mossad, that's an act of war. That's an act of war. There's no other term for it. And TPC put out something, I think it was Friday, that Netanyahu is pushing for minor attracted person liberation, e.g. liberation of pedophiles. And if that's true, then not only is Mossad behind the operation, but Mossad's behind the operation, and they're in the midst right now of trying to legalize pedophilia. There is absolutely, positively no reason why anybody in Congress should support that, no matter how compromised they are. This should be the line in the sand. But this tells you how many feckless cowards have been completely compromised by whoever's running that operation. It's unbelievable to me. But that, you know, that's just par for the course. This whole thing, if you really take a step back and you really look at all the different pieces of not just the drug cartels, but the movement of drugs inside the U.S., the movement of drugs through Mexico, they couldn't have done any of it without the intelligence services. No matter how you look at it, somebody had to fund those operations and somebody had to enable and protect those operations so they could move drugs across the border in sufficient quantities. And look, back in the 70s and 80s, it was easier to cross the border. We didn't have the sophistication, but now we do have the sophistication. And if you look at what we've done just since 9/11 at our ports, you'll start to see why it is that I'm saying this, because we have some of the most sophisticated sensors to look for nuclear, biological, and chemical within our ports and our port of entries. It doesn't matter if it's an airport, if it's a seaport, rail port, doesn't matter. We have some of the most sophisticated sensors on the planet, even at the border. And you're telling me with all of those sensors, with all of those airborne platforms, that we can't see drug boats coming across the border? We can't see their point of origin where we know where their ports of origin are? We can't watch them all the way across and know what their supply routes are? Somebody had to interdict that from our end to enable the flow and the consistent flow of drugs into our nation. And there's only two people that can do that. Border Patrol, Department of Homeland Security are the primary suspects or the CIA. And Border Patrol is a part of DHS. So it's either DHS or it's the CIA or it's both. And at the end of the day, does it really matter who it was? The point is that they have been consistently, doing things to undermine our sovereignty. And that's the bigger picture. And if Trump would just come out and say, hey, look, we got rogue elements within our in our government that we're still trying to clean up, to include Congress, the Senate, et cetera, it would be a whole different story. It would be a completely different conversation. But instead, it's this obscurity, all this other stuff. And then when you look at the way the FBI and DOJ are acting, the public has no trust. The whole point of the information war is to gain the public trust and show the public that you're actually doing something to fix the problem, or at least bullshit them in a sophisticated manner so people can buy into the bullshit. I mean, it should be freshly packaged and well-delivered and, you know, followed up with enough follow-through so people actually can believe in it. But it's just words. You know, I look at Cash Patel, and it's just words. Oh, we rolled up all these people except for the people who were fucking doing it, the people behind it, the people that covered for it. So it's just a big, it's just a big clown show that has been consistently eroding public support for not, and people need to stop using MAGA. MAGA is a stupid term. It's the conservative movement. And we need to stop calling it. It's just like the other thing that's pissing me off is all this Charlie Kirk shit. Okay, first of all, let's just put some things on the table for the Charlie Kirk crowd so you guys can stop, you know, master debating over Candace Owens. First of all, nobody buys a narrative. Nobody buys a narrative that this kid was on a roof with a Mosin or a German rifle, a Mauser, broke the rifle down, shot, broke the rifle down, stuffed it down his pants, jumped off a building, ran into the woods, reassembled the rifle, discharged the cartridges, and then ran off. No one buys that. And I don't know who the toothless, inbred, redneck retard is that literally came up with that stupid narrative, but nobody buys it. And the reason why nobody buys it is it's not real. It's not feasible. And I'm saying that as a gunsmith. Do you know what it takes to break down a Mauser, especially a 7mm Mauser? And that's just the story of the shooter. The other bullshit story is his neck bones stopped a high caliber rifle and just stopped it dead. The fuck out of here. I've seen guys take 6, 7, 5, 5, 6 rounds that went right through their fucking body, and they kept coming at us. And you're going to tell me a 7mm Mauser that's like a 308 round was stopped by this guy's neck? The fuck out of here. Nobody buys that shit either. And then there's the Candace Owens thing. The whole Candace Owens, I've lost my fucking mind. I have the receipts. I've got French agents and Foreign Legion that are coming to kill me. Go fuck yourself. It's like this story in Ireland about this teacher that keeps going to jail. His name's fucking Enoch. Really? They name this guy a biblical character and he's constantly persecuted because he doesn't want to teach the trans gay narrative? Get the fuck out of here with that. All this shit's too carefully curated and retarded. It's fake and gay. That's why nobody buys it. It's fake and gay. And if it wasn't gay, people would buy into it. But they don't. And they're not going to, because none of the story makes any fucking sense. Again, you have to freshly package and well deliver the bullshit for people to buy into it. And when it's a retarded B-rate movie, like this whole Charlie Kirk thing was, then guess what? Nobody's going to buy into it. Like they put this guy into a truck and rushed him to the hospital. Where the fuck were the paramedics? Isn't there a fire station right next to pretty much every university that's like a couple of minutes away? No, we got to throw him in an SUV and drive him to a hospital where there's no autopsy. There's no body. And oh, by the way, there was no body at the funeral. Really? Nobody buys that shit. Nobody's going to buy that shit because it's bullshit. That's why. It's everything is dumb. That's why if Trump would just come out and say the truth about Venezuela and say the truth about Charlie Kirk, the country would probably rally behind him. Most of the country, anyway. And this brings me to my last point, the rant of the week. The fucking media. I am sick of politicians, especially in Congress, complaining about the media. They have the power to repeal Smith-Mundt and hold the media accountable, but none of these retards will do it because they're compromised. Whoever their handlers are, whether it's Lauren Jobs or Jeff Bezos or Larry Ellison or Netanyahu, doesn't matter who the asshole is on the other end, they won't let them do anything about it. But if you're a politician, you're listening to me, shut the fuck up. Nobody wants to hear your whiny bitch ass talking about the media. You have the power to change the situation and hold the media accountable for propaganda. All of you assholes that are in Congress right now, most of you were in office when it was voted in 2012 under the defense authorization. Every single one of you. So don't cry about the media, the gaslighting, all the bullshit. You have the power to fix it. Either fix it or shut the fuck up. Nobody wants to hear you, especially you, MTG. Go back to pointing your ankles at the fucking ceiling because you're worthless for just about everything else. My God. The whole Epstein files, that whole nonsense of these carefully curated victims that saw Trump, didn't see Trump. God. It's just retarded. The whole thing's retarded. And the media, there's no accountability. They just, you know, sources tell us, well, what fucking sources are those? What sources are you talking about? It's like the letter from the 51 admirals and generals that said Trump wasn't fit to lead. That shit would never make through muster if we had laws in place that were put in place in the 50s. Smith-Mundt was put in place in the 50s for this specific purpose. And yet, they all bitch about it. They all complain about it. They all go on TV and bitch about it, but none of them lift a fucking finger to change it. So fuck them. I'm done listening to you. I'm done listening to you tell me that it's the media, it's the media, it's the media. Fuck you. It's you. And when this thing finally pops off, all of you are going to be an endangered fucking species because the American people are going to figure out who really fucked them over. And that's going to get really personal for them, especially when people realize how much they've been lied to about the vaccines. I can't wait for that to blow up in your face. My God. Look, today's December 7th. I don't know if that's meaningful for you, but it's Sunday, December 7th, 2025. Over 80 years ago, today was a relevant day. So if you do anything today, reflect on December 7th and how much we were lied to back then and how the Pacific Fleet was staged to take a hit so we could enter World War II. And be wary of the 11th of this week. It's a key day to both the normal astrological calendar and the satanic calendar. So beware. Stay out of public spaces. Keep your head on a swivel, and hopefully nothing will happen, and it'll be just another satanic holiday. But keep your head on a swivel and be ready for anything. I'll be back on Tuesday with the Path Forward on Rumble. Until then, God bless. One team, one fight.